So how's that working for you? Yep, I'm back again, guys. I know COVID has kind of slowed things down and we kind of lost our direction on where I wanted to go with these websites and how to kind of stay motivated this while we were getting through it. But I had an interesting case that came up today that I think I can share for you. So this is gonna be a little bit different than how I normally do it. I'm basically freestyle right now. I've got no notes. I've got no prerequisite one. This isn't one that I've got on YouTube or anything going. It's just me turning the mic on and freestyling one. And the idea is that you need to check in with yourself every so often and just ask, hey, self, how's that working for you? And this pertains to health. This pertains to your exercise routine, to your diet, to your finances, to your relationship. This is to your life. If you find yourself in an area where you're just struggling and you've got anxiety and stress and something isn't working right for you, check in. Ask yourself, is it you? Is there something that you are doing wrong or not doing that's the cause of the problem? So let me relate this to you as the way it works in my clinic. And if you guys don't know, if it's your first time in here, I'm a sports-based chiropractor. So I work a lot of healthy, athletic people. So the girl that came in here is in her early 50s and she is a machine. She's as fit as you've ever seen. She looks fantastic. You couldn't tell if she's in her late 20s all the way to her 50s. She looks phenomenal. But what she tells me is she runs all the time and she trains for these ultras. Now she's got a lot of muscle. She works out, everything's good, but her problem is she's just always hurting. She's always stiff, she's always sore, her body aches. And I think it's a real cop-out as a doctor or as an athlete to just be like, oh, well, you run all the time. You're getting a little bit older, you better not run. No, man, like I told you, this girl looks like she's carved out of stone. Whatever she's doing is working great for her. And as her sports-based doctor, I think she needs to keep doing it. But she has to check in and see, is there something that's wrong? So she's had this latest issue for about 6 weeks. And when I see somebody that is fit and healthy and strong, and they have had an issue going on for 6 weeks, I don't think, oh my God, how severe is it? Or how big of an issue, or is it hanging by a string? No, my first thought is, what is this person doing wrong that's keeping her irritated? Because somebody that looks like that should not have an issue for 6 weeks. Even if she did nothing, it would probably have rectified on its own. So what I learned from that is she's probably doing something wrong that is keeping her body jacked up. Now, as we started going into this, you know, a lot of you guys know I coach youth soccer, and my dad mentioned to me, he's watching me coach the other day, and he's like, man, when you shout out an instruction to a kid, you say the same thing, but you say it like five different ways. And I didn't realize I was doing it, but I'm like, yeah, you know, I mean, I've been doing the chiropractic thing for a long time. People sometimes don't hear what you're saying. You might say it one way, but it doesn't hit. Well, this particular client that was in my office, I've had a similar conversation to this as this with her multiple times. She's just not getting what I'm doing. So she'll tell me how she was doing these kind of stretches and these kind of moves, and she runs a certain amount of time and she's doing these workouts, but her body still feels like crap. And so this was the first time I just asked her, like, hey, what if it's something you're doing? No, it can't be that, because I listen to the best people. My favorite athlete does this, and in the book it says to do this, and I had this great sports therapist back from where I was at before, and this is what she told me to do. But that was like a long time ago, and things have changed, and you're in a different area, and you're at a different time, and it's a different climate here. Like, all these factors have changed, but you've kept doing the same thing. In fact, the only thing that's really changed with you is you're not getting the results that you wanted or that you expected or that you used to get before. This is the idea. Hey, how's that working for you? And until I said that exact line, look, I don't think you're hearing what I'm saying. I've had this conversation before with you. How's what you're doing really working for you? I don't think she got it. But when I said that, her eyes opened. It made sense. She's like, crap, you're right. It's me. So just keeping the exercise lifestyle kind of idea here, like I said, it can apply to anything. I mean, use this for your finances, use this for your relationship, use this for how you parent your kids. I don't care. But in the fit industry, ask yourself, what is the reason why you're doing all this? Because if she's following the top advice from like the ultra marathon superstars, is she trying to beat those people? Is she trying to beat them at their own game? And so I asked her, and she's like, no, I'm not trying to beat those people. I can't beat those people. They're absolutely elite. Well, why are you training like them? Because those are the freaks of nature. The ultra marathoners that run 100-mile races multiple times per year, sometimes multiple per month, that's not real life. Those are freak shows of nature, and some people have it and some don't. And if that's not even your goal anyway, why on earth would you train like that? And she just kind of looked at me like, I don't quite know what you're doing. So I went through my list. What do you want out of these workouts? Are you wanting to lift more? Are you wanting to weigh less? Are you wanting to run faster? Are you wanting to be known as like the fit girl on your block? Are you wanting to beat your younger coworkers? Are you just trying to learn something new? Are you just at it to have fun and decrease your stress? Are you doing it so you look good naked? Or are you doing it for a combination of the performances and appearances? Because guys, none of those things is the wrong reason. But if you don't have a reason for why you're doing it, which she didn't, you're also not gonna have an application that's gonna work for you. So write it down, ask yourself truly, is what you're doing working for you? And if it is not, you have to be able to change it. And I would tell you, start by changing something radical or perhaps the exact opposite, because how you feel and how it's working for you is going to direct your training, your workouts, your finances, how you save money, how you take trips, how you look at your wife. Everyone knows the information. This is not the information age anymore. In fact, there is so much information that we're overloaded. The problem is we're not applying any of it with any consistency. You don't know what you want to do, and so you're not getting an answer. You always hear about goals and having a goal and goal setting in phase one. That's fine, but you can't be at the same level 5 years later. You have to be able to change some stuff. Ask yourself, bro, how's that working for you? And be up for changing. The second I get done with this podcast, I'm going to turn it off. I'm going to hit record and send it out to everybody. But then I'm going to the back room and I'm going to do some yoga. I've got a 30-minute yoga routine that I do off of YouTube with a girl called Yoga by Adrian. Now, if you had asked me 2 years ago, do you think you'll ever do yoga consistently? I would have said, hell no, there's not a chance, because I've tried yoga 20 times. And although I like the yoga people, it just doesn't work for me. My brain's a little anxious. I start thinking about this and this. But I went through this, how's that working for you, bro, moment about a year ago. And I started trying different stuff. And when I found the yoga routine that when I got done, I said, man, I feel better than I did 30 minutes ago, and the next day I woke up and felt way better, I at least was honest enough with myself to say, hey, that probably means something. That's a clue. So I tried it again a couple days later. Since then, I really feel like I've got my workouts dialed in. I've also done the same thing where I've played with my diet. I just didn't feel good. I was waking up sore. I had this consistent ankle thing that I just couldn't seem to break. And none of the stuff that I was doing as a sports doc was really making a big difference. And I thought, you know, what if it's something as simple as my diet? I'm just gonna switch to straight vegan because that's the most radical and different from how I do it. And you know what? It wasn't bad for me. It felt great. I didn't have the reaction where like, oh my God, I feel fantastic. I've never felt like this before. But when you watch the documentaries on people that have gone vegan, that's what a lot of them get. And so for me to knock that when they're feeling better than they've ever felt and it continues to work for them is ridiculous. If you get to the point where it's not working, be fluid, have some change, but never stop testing. And if you need a straight way to jump to the chase, look yourself in the mirror, be true to yourself and ask yourself, hey man, how's that working for you? Because I've seen this be the question that shapes people's lives. You come home from work every day, you're tired, you've been stressed, you have a beer, one beer, no big deal, doesn't make a difference. You'll really not notice it if you have it or not. But if you ask yourself, hey man, how's that working for you? And you decide that's the thing to cut out and it changes your outcome, you've just earned yourself a ticket up the ladder. You're getting better and better. I push on these websites all the time, guys, both of them that I do. This is our life to live and we can continue to get better. You can't use age and weight and accidents as your excuses. It's time to start making some differences in our life so we can keep going on. Guys, it's good to be back here. I know that's not my normal format. Sorry if I dragged it on, but the stuff that I was doing wasn't working for me. I wasn't getting at any podcast, so I decided, hey, I'm gonna try something different. We'll see what the response is, and I'll gauge my future ones based on this. Take care, y'all.